Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, this is the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine to provide life guidance and help people connect through emotion with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and followers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite spiritual and master teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. My name is Luciana Stiglich. I'm the founder of Inner Healers, and I will be your host in this adventure. May you allow yourself to enjoy it.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Inner Healers Radio. My name is Luciana Stiglich, and I will be your host today. Our very special guest for today is Chris Griscom. Over a lifetime of dedication to helping mankind, Chris Griscom has developed internationally acclaimed conscious technologies to lift humanity and evolve our planet into a world of renewed peace, beauty, and light. In the early 1990s, Chris Griscom began a project called Human Potential and Global Responsibility. The concept was to activate the profound powers of human consciousness to effect changes in the environment and address global dilemmas that have not found a solution. She joined a group of educators, scientists, business people, and others to present new ideas for collaboration with Russia. They met with the Academy of Science in Moscow, where she laid out a plan to diminish radiation and other environmental forms of pollution through the focus of consciousness. Once the technique was established, it was to be taught to school children so they could participate in a new and safer world. For many years, Chris Griscom has been practicing the art of calling the rain with her students through her programs in the arid lands of New Mexico, where the neighboring Hopi Nation has successfully done so for more than 4,000 years. Chris also teaches applying conscious focus to bring in the sun, diverting hurricanes, and altering storm patterns, even in distant places. These measures are always in concert with nature, simply attracting its energy to areas of most benefit. For example, the rain always wants to rain, and thus visualize its presence in a certain area. Chris maintains that the technology of consciousness for manifestation is equally valid for the demanifestation of matter. After her trip to Russia, the Academy of Science produced a verification of this fact on Russian television, demonstrating a decrease in mercury levels in an office building by using the focus of consciousness to dematerialize the pollutants. During the same time period, the PM Meditation Foundation engaged in a successful project of reducing crime in the Washington, D.C. area by 23% through their meditation practices. Nikola Tesla also proved these theories of demanifestation in his famous experiments. Throughout the Global Warming and Conscious Solutions Project, which is the project Chris will talk to us about today, we will be using our consciousness with very specific focus and through newly developed conscious techniques to demanifest the atmospheric pollutants causing global warming and to raise human consciousness to use new global energy solutions. Chris will be with us today because she has this enormous drive to create what she calls the Global Warming and Conscious Solutions. It's a call for humanity to join a conscious solutions initiative for the care of our planet's atmosphere. This Global Warming and Conscious Solutions project will be an all-inclusive global focus to reverse and balance the greenhouse effect through demanifestation, using our human potential and the power of our consciousness, applying a new, specifically designed conscious technology, we will alter matter to resolve our environmental crisis. Millions of groups and individual participants across the globe are being invited to collectively use this new conscious technology for demanifesting atmospheric pollutants until there is a satisfactory shift. We are all very important to the success of this global initiative, and we deeply trust you will lend your intelligence and energy to make it a new marker in human potential, opening entirely new avenues of reality for all humans on our world. The possibilities and applications are without limit. You can also share this interview with any groups of individuals who would also like to participate, or you may send their names or the information to Chris, and they will contact them directly. As Chris says, in her words, global warming is a challenge to the consciousness of all humanity, not only as a technological or scientific dilemma, but also as a matter of planetary survival and being conscious of our human responsibility to life on Earth. The solutions to global warming will be found not only in what we must stop doing, but what we must do on entirely new levels of consciousness. So today she will send you her heartfelt invitation to be part of this worthy venture. This interview today is on behalf of our dear planet Earth. And here is Chris with us today. Hello, Chris. Thank you for being with us.
Hello, Luciana, and all of you. It's my pleasure to be with you again.
Hello. How are you? Good morning. Thank you very much for being with us today. So,
it's my honor to be with all of you.
They are so sweet. Can you please explain to us about the Conscious Solution Initiative you've been developing?
Well, I'm developing some new conscious techniques, technologies of consciousness, in order to do this. But it's so simple that anyone can do it. Right now we're in the warm-up stage because we really want millions of people from around the planet to participate. But, for example, it's no different than if you were driving along and you needed a place to park and you think, I need a place to park, and then suddenly you find one. So it's simply using our minds to focus on something. You know, the Hopis called the rain for 4,000 years, and they did it by meditating and using visuals. But we are in a place now where our consciousness has developed. We're aware of our consciousness enough to just focus it. So we can just simply focus on dissolving carbon dioxide from the sea, from the air, so that it cools down our planet, because all of these storms and terrible things that are happening because of global warming can be changed by our consciousness. So I want to communicate to all of you that this is something really simple. It's not something complicated at all. And though I'm going to send specific technologies as we build enough numbers, right now you can simply practice by imagining that you are cooling the air, or that the sea is opening up and receiving, as if it were raining carbon dioxide onto the sea, and that the sea is opening up and receiving the carbon dioxide. That is what has happened for millions of years. But the problem is that we humans have created so much more carbon dioxide from driving our cars, from the industrial world, that the sea cannot receive anymore. So it doesn't go into creating corals and things like that in the sea. And this is why we have this tremendous flux and storms and hurricanes and heating up of the planet right now, which is causing the sea to rise. And certainly you guys in Peru will care about this specifically. The beauty of this project, Luciana, is that it belongs to all of us. And so on one level, carbon dioxide is poisonous inside our bodies when it builds up. It causes us to have headaches. It causes us to have loss of hearing, to not be able to breathe, many physiological things. And the same thing happens to the environment around us. when there's too much carbon dioxide. For example, as you probably all know, there is a rise going on in the sea level. We had a terrible experience with that in New York a while back, where the sea just came up in a hurricane and washed out a whole section. And so all of our cities that align the seas across the planet are in the danger of the water rising because the icebergs are melting. So it certainly behooves us to take care of this. And the beauty of it is that we can. We simply can. We know through science that the observed, meaning the carbon dioxide, is changed by the observer, meaning us and our thoughts. So we can imagine that we're dissolving the carbon dioxide, and we will be able to monitor it and prove that it does do that and rebalance our planet. You know, Louisiana, I think that every little child in every culture around the world in every language says, let me help. We humans do want to help. We want to help each other. We want to help nature. We want to help our animals. And so what's happening with this global warming initiative is that I'm showing us that we have the potential and the power to actually help our planet and at the same time protect ourselves. Because in the end, the planet, even if it got very hot, would survive. But we humans would not.
Thank you, Chris. For our listeners, can you please explain how is it that us human beings, the observer, can affect and even modify our surroundings, what we are observing?
Yes. So when thought, which is an energy, or consciousness, which is an energy, is directed into the carbon dioxide molecules, the molecules dissolve, matter dissolves. When there is a speed, a quickening to a certain level, then what is material just dissolves. And that's why we're going to use the dematerialization idea. Because just as I was talking about how the Hopis and myself and many, many people around the planet can call the rain by thinking about the rain and bringing the rain, so that's manifesting. And that's what I meant about getting a parking place or saying, I want this to happen and it does, you know, or I want somebody to call me. You think, I wish somebody would call me, and then they do. That's manifestation. That's the power of thought. So the laws of energy are that manifestation and demanifestation are the same laws, just reversed. So if we wanted to dissolve the carbon dioxide by observing it would be simply thinking about it, imagining that we could see it, for example. Everyone probably knows that the way that you write carbon dioxide is C, a big C, a big O, and a 2. Because it's carbon and two molecules of oxygen. So CO2 represents carbon dioxide. So if you're in your mind, you just imagined, again, which is true, that the atmosphere, that the air is filled with CO2. And then you imagine, you observe that in your mind, and then you imagine that it disappears. Because you are the observer, you would affect it, and it would cross the line from manifestation to demanifestation. Quantum physics has proven this in many different ways. And so science, yay, science understands it, but science has not applied any technologies for doing it. All over the world, they're trying to develop machines and this and that that might be able to affect it. And I think some of the ideas they have are fairly dangerous. And meanwhile, we never thought that we humans could simply together focus our minds. When I say together, Louisiana, I'm not meaning that if you join this global warming initiative, we're all going to do it at the same time. No, it's just that once you begin to realize that it's important and that you are important and that part of your purpose in life, and I love your inner healers, is to heal the self and to heal the world. so you simply focus on it. And I think in Peru, it's very important to think about the sea, to imagine that the sea could open up and swallow all of that carbon dioxide that's in the air. You know, so we have to help our seas to be able to do that. We have to cool our seas so that they're not just being part of why we have hurricanes and storms. Because you know that when the sea heats up, it causes the storms, which are part of global warming. So it's very simple. Everyone can do it. Children can do it. In fact, children are the best at it. When I used to teach children to call the rain, and when I'd get a small group of maybe 7 children, and we'd bang on pans just so that it helped them focus. So we'd bang on the pans, and we'd go outside, and we'd sing, rain, rain, rain. And you know what? Within about 6 to 10 minutes, it would start to rain in a clear blue sky. So everyone can do this. It's a matter of realizing that it could be part of our human potential to heal ourselves and to heal the planet. And all we have to do is to think about it. That's being the observer. The observer is focused on it. So we focus on that CO2, and we imagine that it dissolves. It's gone. It's that simple.
Lovely.
Now,
Chris,
when I get enough people, I will start sending out. Already, if people join, and it's free, if you join this global initiative, you will get several archives, several levels of letters that I have sent out giving exercises in consciousness. You know, practice dissolving a cloud, practice calling the rain, practice getting a parking place. All of these things are just ways of focusing your mind. Practice imagining that global warming is gone and that we're on the other side of that.
So what you're saying is that as we are all part of the same life, that we are all part of the same environment, we can all join this free initiative, because it doesn't matter if we're children, if we're adults, where are we based, we all have the capacity to join ourselves with the initiative and with Earth, with the environment, to help it towards reducing this carbon dioxide, right?
That's exactly it. And we're starting with carbon dioxide. There's methane. There are a lot of greenhouse gases that we could focus on. But I think if we focus strictly on carbon dioxide initially, that's first of all, it's going to show people that we are the miracle makers. You know, I notice that all the movies and books talk about people with special powers. You know, we all want to be part of the magic. Well, we are. And we don't need anything special to be able to do it. Every teenager that has a cell phone could join this and see whenever I'm sending out a message, you know. It's so very simple to do it, exactly. And I love, again, the work that you do, talking about inner healers. And we are all inner healers, and we can all do this. And so that's why I'm so passionate about it, because I know that it will work, because I have done it myself. I have done it with keeping pollution. Another way that you guys could practice in Peru is that all cities around the world have pollution. Not only do they have the invisible carbon dioxide, but you can see the pollution, you know, in cities, the smog. And so one of the things that I have done for more than 30 years in Galisteo is when the smog of a big city, Albuquerque, comes in my direction, because I live in a little village, I just stop it at a certain level. I just say, no, now it stops there. And I've done that for 30 years, and it stops there. And it disappears or it goes south. And so I think it's very exciting for us to practice doing this, to realize that we can change our atmosphere. And then, Luciana, imagine what else we could do. Once we realize that human consciousness can affect the environment, it can affect our bodies, it can affect our world, there's focus our consciousness, to change our reality and the purpose of our lives. It's very fun. That's the bottom line. It's fun.
Yes, it's definitely fun. And it's part of also realizing who we are in existence, what's our role within everything that surrounds us, right? It's like it's fun and it's also responsibility, because we are the ones who have the gift of consciousness. So maybe it's also up to us to all use this consciousness in a way that can positively affect, as you were saying, our environments and also our bodies. Because if everything that we have on our minds is recreated through our acts, through energy in that which surrounds us, that means that we are recreating constantly our reality. So we are recreating constantly how our body feels, how our mind thinks, how it gets or doesn't get sick or heals, and also, why not, how our environment develops around us.
Absolutely. And it's so important to realize that we can change with our consciousness the thoughts that we have and therefore the reality of our bodies. You know, in 1992, I created the beginning of this. It was called Human Potential and Global Responsibility. So that responsibility doesn't have to be a heavy thing. When people talk about global warming, they get very serious, because it is very serious. But we don't realize that instead of saying what is wrong, we can begin to focus on how we can make what is right come into play. And so human responsibility is simply using what we already were born with, the capacity of our minds to choose, to be responsible, to say, we can take care of this. We created it. Certainly the earth does go through cycles, you know, and it does produce carbon dioxide and methane and so forth and so on, but we have tipped the scale. We have really tipped the scale. And now you and I, all of us who are here on the planet, have the opportunity to use our potential and the responsibility that we have, because we have these qualities, to change the world. So it's a great time for being on the planet and realizing that we all belong, and that we're not victims and we're not helpless, and that all we have to do is to focus on that. So it's very simple. You know, people can easily find this. It's under a project called ECHO SOS, Human Nature Alliance ECHO SOS. And you find it on my Chris Griscom site. We're going to have its own site up pretty soon, but right now you can find it on my site, and it just says global warming, and it's under ECHO SOS, which is whenever something like a hurricane or an earthquake or a flood happens, we focus our consciousness. So one of the ways that your listeners can begin to practice is to just watch what's going on the planet right now. We're having terrible fires in the west of the United States, and we're having flooding in Europe. Wherever somebody cares about or finds out about, they can simply do this exercise of consciousness, which is to focus on that area and then ask it what frequency of light it needs to rebalance it. And imagine that you're pulling that light, that color, from the cosmos down through the top of your head and out through your stomach, your plexus solar, and extend it to that place. And that has a powerful effect on changing atmosphere, that changes environment, stops the rain or calls the rain or whatever those things are. And so it's a way of beginning to practice teaching ourselves that we belong, that whatever we see or find out about in the world around us, that we have a response, and it's a good response. And one of the things that we know in science is that as energy speeds up, matter slows down. And that's one of the ways that we can understand scientifically, that when we focus, when the observer focuses on the carbon dioxide, for example, matter will slow down and dissolve. It will shift from being manifest to demanifest. It's really very simple.
It is simple and it is lovely also. It's like lovely and marvelous. Sometimes when I meditate with Gaia, which is how I like to call the soul of Earth, and I do it with on my own, and I do it, you know, with my students, what I usually feel is that the Earth is very much our body as our own body. So when we connect with our body, we can feel our organs, we can feel the cells that are part of those organs. And sometimes when we meditate with the soul of Gaia, something very similar happens. It's as if all of us are kind of the cells of Earth. So that's why we congregate in countries. That's why our consciousness unites with other consciousness, which are mainly in the same path. And then we make towns, we make districts, we make countries, we make continents, because somehow we are all in the same frequency, and somehow it's this frequency which affects in different ways Gaia soul. So the same way which we get sick, for example, whatever we are thinking, we feel, and then we manifest in our body, like sickness, for example, the same happens with Earth, you know. So if our consciousness, when we put it together to those around us, vibrates in specific frequency, then that's how environmental issues come forth, because it's somehow very much connected to our own feelings, our own thoughts as a community. What can you tell us about this?
Well, I love that you say that, because one of my own, Luciana, one of my own feelings about doing this global initiative is that it can help us recognize that we as soul family, all humans, all the 9 billion of us who have come onto the planet at this time are a soul family. That's how we got here all at the same time. And one of the things that pleases me so much is the realization that if we all begin to think of Gaia, you know, as our own body, we are made of carbon atoms, which is what the Earth is made of, which is what the stars are made of. We'll see that we are one being. But we can, whether we come from Latin America or India or China or Russia or wherever we come from, or the Middle East, if we begin to all focus without feeling that we have different languages or that we're separate or that we're afraid of each other, but that we bring our human purpose to such a simple level, to the good of the whole, you know, it will help us to begin to trust each other and to find that we have a commonality that's simple. Our commonality is that we humans are here to protect Gaia, to be a part of Gaia, and to interface and intercommunicate with Gaia. And so it helps us to dissolve the separation amongst ourselves and realize that we are global, that we are one global family, and we all care about the sea, we all care about the air, and we all care about our bodies and our health. So this initiative, this global warming initiative, is one way of bringing us together to realize, you know, as I'm talking to you and imagining the thousands of people that I'm talking to through you, that we are all connecting. And then allowing that to ripple out and ripple out and ripple out across the planet. Isn't it a beautiful image?
Yes, it definitely is. It definitely is, Chris. Thank you very much for being with us today. Would you like to send some last words to our listeners?
Yes. My dear, dear soul friends and family, please join me in this. No one will actually know that you do it if you don't use a list for anything but sending you out messages to inspire you so that you can tell your family and friends, so what I would ask of you, join this global warming initiative and realize that this is part of your purpose for being alive on this planet, and this will help you to heal yourself and the planet. And tell everyone you know to join so that we can all begin to focus in this great adventure of realizing how strong we are, how powerful we are to change ourselves and our planet. And I send you my great respect and love.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you for being with us today. It has been lovely to know all the potential that we have as human beings. Thanks for being with us today. And everybody, please share this interview. Go to Chris's page and join this movement, because really we can all help in a very special way, very special and unique way. So please join. We hope to see you there. Thanks very much, Chris. Have a great day. Have a great day, all of us.
Great love to you and all of your work, Luciana. Ciao.
Ciao. Bye-bye. Thank you.